We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hadid. Bella Hadid was named the most beautiful woman in the world according to science.
Science.
Bella, I say this because I'm your friend. Science is just trying to get in your pants.
Hello, baby.
The old clock on the wall says
it is quitting time.
What clock would that be?
Just give it a few more hours.
Okay. How many more, sir?
8 more hours?
8 hours?
Yes.
Quitting time Friday.
Come to those who wait.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
What are your plans for the weekend?
We're having a huge party.
What kind of party?
The kind you never forget.
All weekend long.
Well, just get to it then.
Go.
I'm a fan of all things kitschy.
I'm a fan of Lionel Richie.
Hello.
It's a little mixed bag of everything, Kevin. Welcome to Friday, as it should be. It's a Friday TGIF.
Yeah, yes.
Felt like a long week, am I right?
Oof, yes.
The Cardinals, you know, and I really realized this morning coming into the studio that it's really all over when the Cardinals calendar has been replaced by the Blues calendar.
Yes, that's right. That's a tell.
Here's a thank you for right.
How do you have that available?
Always ready to roll.
With a terrible song.
Well, you know, can't thank the Cardinals enough for a great season.
Yeah, so, and the Blues last night lost in a shootout, and I think it went to like 7 players.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I turned it on because I was watching Evil.
Yeah, you were telling me about it. Man, that's a show that sounds awesome.
If you want a creepy, scary show, this is your show. American Horror Story, I'm watching too. Not kind of, doesn't even touch the scariness of Evil.
Really?
Yeah. No. It's creepy.
Huh.
And I prefer a creepy show to a slasher movie.
Yeah, I get that. I guess part of my problem why I don't find scary movies scary. Like, a slasher movie and like, eh. But something that's creepy,
yes,
and it works more on a
psychological
cerebral.
Yes.
Yeah. That appeals to me more.
And there are lots of layers of it. But, so I turn it on after Evil is finished, and I see the most exciting part, a shootout. I mean, how exciting is a shootout?
Right.
And both the goaltenders, Binnington and the other guy, sorry, Vancouver Canucks guy, I don't know your name, were just stopping everything.
Out.
And then I think it was said the 7th person on Vancouver finally made it in. But it's a point. It's, you know, I know it's a loss, but it's a point.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel as bad. Although it is still a bummer. But it's early. It's early in this. I'm not going to worry about anything until February.
I think that's a good call. I mean, we didn't have to last year until January.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
There was a lot of worrying as in, what's wrong with this team?
Like, it just, like, every month it felt worse.
Right.
And the talk was worse.
Yo,
and
man.
Then it all turned around and look what happened. So I decided last minute to take off on my birthday. Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was worried. I don't know. I was just like, I don't want any hoopla.
51. I heard the music. Are we not guessing?
No.
Sorry.
No. So I decided last minute. So I'm taking a long weekend.
Oh, there is a... Well, we'll
I know. Jen texted me like, we have a surprise for you, which is why I took off.
Nah.
I don't want...
No,
well, you know what?
You had a great surprise last year.
Yeah.
No, last year was... I just don't like all the attention. I feel like I get enough attention... I'm good.
Right, you have a surprise for Monday, not being here.
Right, well, that just means more Michelob Ultra for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have another
51 cases
truckload coming in? So today we're going to have a lot of fun. It's Friday. We're feeling good. And the weather is going to be perfect this weekend. I'll get to that in just a second. But on the show today, our favorite movie person, the movie kid, Patrick Foley, will be in at around 7:50 to review Zombieland 2. And it looks good. And I don't even know if he saw the first Zombieland.
I assume he did.
That's, I mean,
if our movie critic is not knocking out the original movies before the sequels, then we need to
well, sit down with
HR. Have to ask him. But he did tie. I ran into the movie kid at the Belleville Chili Cook-Off.
Oh.
And he told me something very funny he's doing. I'm going to bring it up to him this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. He's using things as... helping to help his life, stuff he does on the show to help his own life.
Oh, right.
And just like a good 11-year-old would.
Was he pretty popular at the Belleville Chili Cook-Off, signing autographs and stuff?
He was with all adults, and when I walked up, they were all talking to him about movies.
Got it.
And his gig on the show. So, yes. But I think he prefers adults to kids, possibly.
He's not sophisticated.
Sure. So he'll be with us at 7:50. We also have Looking for Love in the Lou. Thank you so much to Brandy, a very loyal listener that has sent us some new entries so we can have a range of ages of the eligible men that we talk about that are on the different dating apps. That's at 8:25. We also have Schmig Schmackdown and a big prize today on the line. If you listen to Entertainment Schmig, if you listen to our podcast and you're aware of what's going on in the world a little bit and St. Louis, you'll do well. You'll have 60 seconds. We'll have 30 seconds. And if you tie or beat us, today you win tickets to see Celine Dion. And I think that's next weekend.
Yes.
Here in St. Louis. So that is up for grabs at about 7:35 this morning. We'll give you a chance to call in and play. Some good foodstuffs, some good people is dumb, and we'll let you know what the least fun age is. 51. That's not it, but it's close. Okay, now let's get to your weather. Partly sunny and breezy today with a high of 68. Sounds perfect to me. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 69. And then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 72. And I think my app on my phone said, beautiful day. Something like that.
Oh, I think cool. For mine, I got to look. I think on my phone it said, today was pleasant.
Simply gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh. Top drawer weather. I just have clear.
Really?
Maybe I'm looking at something different than you.
Yeah, see, on Monday on my birthday, the rain's coming. Thunderstorms. Right now?
43.
All right, Lance. Come love by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights. When I'm with my baby. Come love by somebody. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Have you gotten your tickets yet to join us during the holidays to hear some great music at Ballpark Village? It's the Y98 Deck the Hall Ball. It happens two nights, so it's Deck the Hall Balls. That would be December 7th and December 8th at Ballpark Village. It's a new venue, a new name, a new time. But we have Rob Thomas on the 7th, and we have the Goo Goo Dolls on the 8th. Mezzanine tickets gone for Rob Thomas.
Just gone.
They are gone. And there's a lot of different levels you can buy tickets. And I mean, I think it's going to be a cool place. Because, you know, you go to a normal concert venue, everything looks the same.
Yes.
It just depends if you're close or far.
And they build out this whole, the stage and the production and stuff.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people picture them just on the Fox Sports Midwest Live stage, which is great. But this thing is expanding.
And think about this, too. Usually, when you go to a concert, you go get a little something to eat before or after. This, it's all in one.
You essentially have a food court in your venue.
Yes. So it's going to be really cool. If you love the Goo Goo Dolls, if you love Rob Thomas, it's a chance for you to see them in a cool venue. And you can go to Y98.com and get your tickets. Don't wait, because the tickets are going fast. It is now time for...
You know what it is.
I do.
Questionable content.
I have two little stories today for questionable content. I just saw the headline of this, and then I went and dug a little more because I was curious. Why? There's a couple and their engagement photo, or their engagement photo shoot, I don't know who shared it, is going viral because they only covered themselves with pizza. So they're completely naked.
Oh, boy.
And I think she might have a slice of pepperoni on one.
This is a weird way for me to find out my brother's engaged. Because that's got to be him.
there's just like a couple pieces of pizza covering the parts.
Yeah.
And they look good. They're in very good shape. He's a firefighter. I think she might be a personal trainer.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping for their sake it's not slices of Emos.
No, it's not. Yeah, because that little corner. Right. Yeah. So they're just regular slices of pizza. And so I dug into the story, and she was interviewed, the female. And she said, we're just really, here, let me look at it. We're just really naked people.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Questionable content.
They also said that, you know, we are working hard to be in the best shape of our lives for our wedding. So why not?
Why not? Yeah.
But where's the pizza come in?
She loves pizza.
We need something to cover this.
tried sushi.
Yeah,
it's mixed results.
I think he proposed to her at a pizza place too. Okay, so she loves pizza.
Okay.
All right. So, there you go.
Oh, sorry. Questionable content.
Good news if you live in New Jersey, because a court just ruled you can't watch porn in your car if you're parked anymore.
Well, you could before.
What?
In public. Well, I guess there was probably no law on the books about it.
Wow. Right.
Because who's doing that?
Apparently a lot of people. Yeah. And they had an obscenity charge that was upheld against a guy who did that. So maybe this guy was like, well, it's Bernie's law now. What if the law is named after
Bernie's
him?
Bernie's law.
I don't know the guy's name.
That would not be good for the guy running for president if that was Bernie's law.
Questionable, goddamn.
So many questions.
So many questions.
Well, go ahead.
And like, are people going to flee the state of New Jersey now, knowing that that's legal elsewhere?
I think they're happy. They're happy that they're safe now. Y98, it's Lizzo on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We've got Kevin the Intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand. Hey. Jen will be here in just a little bit. She'll have your first Schmig at about 6:37 this morning. And Schmig Schmackdown today at 7:35 is your chance to call in. And on the line, tickets to Celine Dion.
Near, far,
who's got questions, you?
I don't yet.
But it is you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my least favorite thing to do is write the Schmig Schmackdown questions.
I have I got a few tricks I can show you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what we need to do? We need to have people who play the Schmackdown, our listeners who play and win, they should be responsible for the next one.
Yeah. We're just going to pawn everything off. We ask you for Looking for Love in the Lou entries. If you have apps and single men that we can talk about on the air, we want you to send them to us. We want you to send us your questions for Am I Weird Wednesday.
Yeah.
We want your fights from next door.
Yes.
Yep.
By the way, we really need those because we like the segment.
Oh, the next door app.
We just need more arguments between neighbors that you can send us.
Yes. And if you ever want to come on and just do foodstuffs.
We get in our own heads and you're more fun than we are.
Yes, absolutely.
I could also be a disaster.
Now
that I think about it.
We'll do the listener day show.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Where like somebody plays me, we're behind the scenes.
Yeah, or asleep. That sounds good.
I don't think we'll get management approval. Mm-hmm. Soft Rocktober has gone without
it. Winningly.
With no management approval.
Has there been any...
No backlash? In fact,
really?
Well, we put it at
They've embraced it.
You think they do?
I think they do, yeah. And I think so do our listeners. We get a lot of suggestions. We get some, I think people enjoy it. It is a great way to spend your October.
Yes, it's about love and happiness and
playlist up at y98.com.
Yeah, nice. And we add to it obviously every single day. So 8:50 is the next time you'll hear your
soft Rocktober.
All right, let's talk about what age do you think, according to these people in the survey, is the least fun? Least fun age. You're stressed.
You enjoy your life the least.
Yes,
right?
You're stressed, busy with work, kids, energy's lacking.
36.
Oh, you think that early?
Yeah, I think later.
I was going to say 50. Sorry, Court. I was going to say 50.
That's right. You're coming
I'm
soon.
Coming up there. And I think because that's like the, not that we all live
incorrect.
43.
Okay. Incorrect.
Early 40s.
45.
Oh, really?
Now, 46 was a tough age for me.
Is that right?
I just, there was something about being between 40 and 45 that I was okay with. Then once 46 hit, it was like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
This is really old.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm really, really old. They said that, everything I just mentioned, your fun hits rock bottom at that age. Now, that doesn't mean that that fun is not going to ramp. It's just a time when you're super stressed, you're busy, kids, work, and you just are lacking the energy to motivate yourself to go out and try to have fun.
Has your fun ramped up?
No. No, it hasn't. I mean, it depends.
That makes sense.
I mean, yes, in some ways, but I've always had fun because I don't have the burden of children.
Yeah. Kevin's like, tell me about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I don't have to worry about that part of my...
Right, it's a different dynamic.
Yes.
But you would agree that that wasn't your favorite, 45, 46.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was kind of...
Just that. You got through it.
I think you thought more about age at that time, too.
Mm-hmm. Man, I can't imagine thinking about it more than I do right now.
All right, let's talk about your weather. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store. It's going to be a lovely weekend, as some of our apps say.
Yeah, I'll be me.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, still to come on the show at Schmig Schmackdown in a little over an hour. If you know your stuff, your chance to win tickets to see Celine Dion next weekend. Tim said, just made a comment to me. I talked about it this morning when I came in, that the Cardinals season, I definitely know it's over now because the Cardinals calendar in the studio has been changed to a Blues calendar.
And rightfully
so. The change of seasons, the change of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blues, unfortunately, took a loss in a shootout, like I think a 6 or 7 player shootout against the Vancouver Canucks last night. And I know you wanted to talk about something you're all in on as far as St. Louis sports is concerned. But before you get to that, I saw somebody post something. I think it's a good thing to remind people about, because if it's your first time going to a Blues game in a while, clear purses now.
Oh, yeah. I had it in the movie theater.
Movie theater. I saw a post about that, too.
Really?
So when we had our it wasn't a sneak screening. It was like the opening night of the Addams Family that we did with the Missouri Lottery and all of our winners. The Missouri Lottery gave out these really cool free... You can tell I'm my mom. Really cool freezer bags, but they had like handles and they were insulated, and then all the prizes were inside, like a t-shirt, a bunch of scratchers tickets, notebook, and the St. Louis County Police came up and they're like, I'm sorry, that's too big, it violates our new bag policy. And we're like, we didn't know. And they said, well, it's been in effect for about 2 weeks. Your bag, your purse even,
yep, your
has
purse
to be a certain size or they won't let you bring it into the theater.
That's right. I saw somebody post about it on Facebook. They were angry.
All theaters? All movie theaters?
I know Marcus is
Marcus
one.
Marcus Wehrenberg.
But I don't know about the others.
Wow. And
don't you think it's a county by county thing, maybe?
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I think we all just need to carry around clear plastic purses so that you can take it to Enterprise.
But we have private things. When you're a lady, you have private things in your purse.
Like what? What do you mean?
Like your... Stop. Medicines. All my meds. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are some times where I get it, though. I would rather be safe, but I just don't think a lot of people remember when they're going out, because your purse is just an extension of you.
Yeah.
That it is at Enterprise Center, clear purses, and the same, like Jen said, at movie theaters.
And I kept forgetting because I had to go into the movie theater to tell everyone that they didn't have to... We didn't realize that the tickets we gave to people were assigned seats. So I had to go in and say, oh, you can sit wherever you want. Just, you know, be respectful.
And you kept bringing your purse in and out?
And I kept walking up to the ticket taker and I'm like, I forgot. Because it's just instant for me to grab my purse. I kept having to like do a double back.
I call it my scratcher purse. but you said you were all in on a new, on a new sport.
I think
in
I'm going to be all in on these Battle Hawks, the XFL, which starts kind of early next year because they just signed my good friend's nephew, Jack Fox, who was a quarterback at Ladue High School here. And then the Chiefs signed him. They had this veteran punter, so he did not make the team, but now he's going to play for the Battle Hawks.
Jack Fox is such a great
name. It is a great name. Oh,
and if you met him, you'd be like, yeah, you're Jack Fox. All right.
I saw the average salary for a Battle Hawks player. $55,000.
Cool.
But that's the
average.
That's not the Jack Foxes of the world.
Oh, no, Jack Fox is making more.
Jack Fox is killing it. No, I don't know. But, so I'm pretty excited. I'm getting tickets. I'm going to do the whole thing.
Where are the games?
The gear's pretty good. The Dome, right?
At the Dome, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Dome.
I haven't really investigated much about this.
I know. Well, this pushed me over, and I'm like,
is the field size the same?
Yeah, standard.
I don't know. Remember when they made that really short field?
There are some differences, but I don't know what they are yet.
Okay.
Like is it Canadian that has the field goal? Is it the front of the end zone?
The CFL, they've got, it's not a 100-yard field. You only get 3 downs. It's been a while since I've watched a CFL game.
But
I don't know
XFL
where
XFL might be closer. But it starts in February, I believe.
Oh,
I think
really?
The week after the Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
All right.
And you do know that their logo, if you flip it upside down, says STL. Yeah.
Yes.
And the double T is the symbol for pi, which means 314. That's another Easter egg that they put in their logo.
Really?
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, so they did do that.
They should have just done it upside down.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look neat upside down.
It does.
Yeah. I agree.
Right. Have you bought your sports crate for the XFL team?
No. Oh, but I didn't know that the games are going to be on network. It's like NBC, yeah? Fox, and ABC. Like, it's pretty cool.
It makes sense because football season's over. Super Bowl's wrapping up.
And we're the only market without an NFL team that has an XFL team.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm on board. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I'm a Battle Hawk.
Okay, so two things we've learned. Tim's on board. Clear purses. There you go.
Entertainment Schmig is up in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about a celebrity wedding that's happening tomorrow, and you can choose your meal off the menu. And sharing passwords for your streaming services. Watch out. See who's cracking down in the next few minutes on Y98.
I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. And I'm wishing they stopped trying to turn me off. I want it all. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all. Just like fire, burning up the way. Rocking like the world up for just one day. Watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like magic, I'll be flying free. I'ma disappear when they come for me. I kick that ceiling, what you gonna say? No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire. To laugh at you cause they are all the same. See, I would rather we just go a different way than play the game. And no matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together forever and ever. We don't have to worry about a thing, about a thing, no.
Entertainment Schmig. Yes, it is. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. To celebrate their 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois, join for just 25 cents. Congratulations to Jennifer Lawrence and her fiance, Cookie Maroney. Sorry, Cook Maroney. I always want to say Cookie because it has an E on the end.
Mm, just Cook.
I call him Cookie. That's my nickname for him. They're getting married tomorrow in Rhode Island. Okay, what would you rather have if you got the invite? You can choose from wood roasted fish with herbs and a lemon infused butter, or 5 week aged leg of beef with forager sauce.
Mm. Mm.
I'm gonna go with the first one.
Yeah, I kind of like the fish.
Okay.
Not into the forager sauce.
Okay. You think about it, it reminds you of when you went to forage for mushrooms that one time?
It just sounds heavy to me.
By the way, they're also having s'mores. So, and as we talked about a few weeks ago, Jennifer curated this registry list on Amazon, which was super smart. It was like, these are things with my wedding coming up. But it wasn't really her registry list. I mean, you couldn't buy it for her. But it was a lot of stuff like, I've had this for years and I can't live without it. But I wanted everything on the list. She has really good taste. Movies out this weekend. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. And Courtney's mom's going to be first in line because she thought that the first Maleficent was fabulous.
He loved it.
I didn't see it. It looked
loved it.
Good.
And Zombieland 2, Double Tap. All our friends are back. Columbus, Tallahassee, Wichita, and Little Rock. Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin as they take over the White House and face new zombies. By the way, our movie kid, Patrick Foley, will be in around what time to review that movie?
7:50.
Okay.
Where's Karen Landrum on the Zombieland franchise?
I haven't discussed Zombieland with her.
Because she and I have similar tastes, so it's like
Netflix. Oh, an exec spoke out this week and said they're monitoring accounts they think are being shared, and they're looking into customer-friendly ways to prevent it from happening. That means maybe no more sharing your passwords. They might just decide that it's not worth it trying to chase people down. And they already have some things in place. If you have the basic $12.99 plan, you can only stream on two devices at the same time. So there are already kind of limits in place. But some people say Disney Plus, which rolls out next month, is going to have tighter restrictions than Netflix. They're going to have rules that address issues like unauthorized access and password sharing. I don't know how they do that. I don't know what the technology is. But just know that you're not going to be able to necessarily share that plan. Justin Bieber spotted by paparazzi, and they asked him if he beefing with Taylor Swift. Hmm. And he said, nope, always homies.
Man.
I'm sure she would have had the exact same answer.
And then he ran over the border. Remember he used to do that?
Yes. And Taylor Swift has become the first woman to have six albums. All right, this is a little math. Six albums stay on the Billboard 200 chart for at least 100 weeks.
Man.
That means each one of her albums was on the Billboard 200 for almost two straight years.
That means a healthy bank account.
Holy cow. Well, I mean, the artists don't make a ton from those albums. She maybe made 15 cents off each one, but it does. When they stay on that long, you get a little cash.
Mailbox money.
Yeah, right. That's why she doesn't have to do a full tour and she's just doing this East Coast, West Coast thing. But there is another tour coming. I don't know if you're interested. Willow and Jaden Smith announced a co-headlining tour.
It'll probably do well.
Yeah,
I know.
Probably,
I know. That's why I brought it up.
What type of venues? Are they coming here? Any idea?
That's as far as I look.
Yeah, it's like she didn't really research that much.
What's your guys' favorite Jaden Smith song?
If you had to pick one.
I mean, there's so many, Tim. Yeah.
Jeez.
Jeez, I love Jeez. My favorite.
Music out today, Idina Menzel's Christmas album, Christmas, A Season of Love. Ariana Grande's on the album with her, Billy Porter, and Josh Gad, who has already sung with her as Olaf. He was Olaf in the Frozen movies. And TV tonight, Paul Rudd has a new show that's dropping on Netflix today. It's called Living With Yourself.
Oh, it looks awesome. Where he cloned himself.
And then he competes with the clone because the clone is like is living its best life, and he's kind of having a tough spot. Modern Love also premiering on Amazon. So if you've ever read the New York Times column on Modern Love, it tells like relationship stories, and they're going to act them out, much like we act out Next Door Theater. We're just waiting for Amazon to pick us up. Tina Fey, Anne Hathaway, Dev Patel, John Slattery, Catherine Keener, and Andy Garcia are just some of the cast.
That's a cast, all right.
No, I know, right?
And then, man, Loretta Lynn. There's something going on. The universe is telling us more Loretta Lynn. Patsy and Loretta on Lifetime Saturday night, Courtney, about Patsy Cline mentoring Loretta Lynn. Megan Hilty from Smash stars as Patsy and Jesse Mueller as Loretta. And then The Watchmen on HBO Sunday night with Regina King as Sister Knight.
That Man. Looks amazing.
It does it?
Yes, yes. If you're a
I'm
fan
on the
of the comic,
of it on it.
Yeah. Even the movie. Yeah, it's like 30. It's
I
like
I heard the movie was bad.
I love the movie.
Right. Really? Yeah. Not a lot of people did.
I liked it.
Where was Karen on that one?
Not a fan.
Not a big Watchman. Yeah, Karen and I sat that one out.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can also listen to us in podcast form on our website, the radio.com app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Lance Hildebrand now. Just me! A grand could be yours. Cash Man comes back this morning around 9:20, where you get your code word to text to 72881. The good news is that you don't have to text and drive. We don't want you doing that anyway. You have until the end of the hour to text the code word, and you could win $1,000. We do it 8 times a day through 5 o'clock. So you need more details? Y98.com.
I'm trying to think of something that I loved so much as a kid that I've taken with me through my adult life, and it would, at my age now, it would be so exciting for this to happen, because there's two things that are available now, a job and a place you can stay, that have to do with kind of nostalgia for you.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, I'm sure you guys saw it yesterday because it was everywhere, and everybody's like, I'm in. Sounds like a terrible job. $1,000, Disney will pay you to watch 30 Disney movies in 30 days.
I saw a lot of Disney fans share it with each other and say, OMG, we should do this.
You have to be 18 or older, okay. A U.S. citizen, and it also says you must be swift as a coursing river with all the force of a great typhoon.
That's some Disney
quote. That's from Mulan.
All right, see. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get down to business.
Holy cow, Kevin, that's a deep princess dive
the
right
Hunt.
There.
Been watching it on Netflix. Donny Osmond, underrated, by the way, as a Disney singer.
Who does he play in Mulan?
He sings the part of the captain.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you get $1,000, and every day you have to watch a movie, but you don't watch whatever you want, Disney.
It's a list. Okay.
Well, I mean, 101 Dalmatians.
That's fine.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World. Cars. DuckTales. Finding Nemo. Frozen. Hercules. High School Musical. Kim Possible. Lilo and Stitch. The Lion King. The Mermaid. The Little Mermaid. Malcolm in the Middle. The Mandalorian. Moana. Monsters, Inc. Raven.
So they're saying
Toy Story.
Oh. I assume it's when Disney Plus watches. Yes. You just do that and they'll register which users do it and give you $1,000?
No, they pick one person,
I
think.
They pick one person to do it, and then you have to, like, blog or post on social media.
Here's what they say. If you're chosen as the biggest Disney fan, you get a subscription to Disney, too.
Oh, good.
For a year.
Yeah.
A Disney-themed movie-watching kit, including a mouse-themed blanket, 4 cups, a Pixar popcorn popper, and a movie theater popcorn kernels.
That's cute.
And that's what you get.
There's a time in my life where I would have done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, some of those are little 30-minute shows, though, so that's right. Not that bad. Yeah. You know, DuckTales you can take out real quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
I think there's a DuckTales movie, though.
But what? Boy Meets World is on there, though, and that's and The Mandalorian. Those are all shows.
I know. Do you just have to watch one episode?
Not sure.
You could just binge. I could do that all in 3 days.
All right.
I've been trying to do a little research because we're going to go to Disney in the spring, and let me tell you, I joined a Facebook group. there's like millions and millions of hardcore Disney fans that are going to fight for this thing.
I know. Yeah, I know that absolutely. It's out. I get it. I know it's out there. In the past 15 years, I've run into more crazed Disney adult fans than I ever knew existed.
And now
they used to hide in the shadows. Yeah. And now they have a team. They all have come out together.
And now they own so much. I mean, think about it. Star Wars, Marvel, Fox.
I'm more of a Universal. If I'm picking a theme park, Universal made way bigger impact on me.
Uh-huh. I'm a Dollywood guy. Always will.
Okay, so that's available. And you can get the details. Kevin posted it online at Y98.com.
Okay,
then another thing that would make somebody feel like a child again, Airbnb, they're doing a bunch of different things.
Really cool stuff. I get different emails from them all the time.
We did the blimp thing, and that was going to happen before a Notre Dame game.
Right, yeah.
But that didn't sound very, because it wasn't going to be in the air.
No.
You just stay, you get to sleep on the Goodyear blimp.
That's actually happening, I believe.
This weekend? Like today.
Yep, yeah.
Okay.
They did the Wiener Mobile thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is actually a palatial place, and it will only cost you $60 a night. It is a full-sized version of Barbie's Malibu Dream House.
What?
Wow. So basically, you're staying for cheaper than it would actually cost to buy the dream house.
Yeah, no kidding. That dream house is like $200, and you have to put it together.
I know.
The pictures. Have you seen this place? It's pretty amazing.
It is cool.
It's on the beach. I believe it's in Malibu, mm-hmm. I'm hoping. It's very bright colored and Barbie looking, but it looks incredible. 60 bucks a night. The reason, it's their 60th anniversary.
Huh.
So they've teamed up, and one person will get to make a reservation to stay there. And it opens next Wednesday at 1 o'clock our time.
Oh my gosh.
And if you're the person that gets through, you and up to three people can stay there from Sunday the 27th to Tuesday the 29th.
Oh my gosh, even the plants are pink.
Oh man, it looks really cool.
It's sweet. It's that infinity pool.
Well, not only that, but there's a huge pink Barbie slide.
I mean, it's cool.
I'm not a huge Barbie fan, but I'm a little excited about this
I would do
place.
The Winnebago.
Is that going?
I had the Winnebago when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Is it what?
Nothing.
And that, I think the information is online as well. But again, it's next Wednesday. What is
it? Oh, my God. The closet even has Barbie outfits, you guys.
I don't want to wear a Barbie outfit, you guys. What would be a childhood thing that you would... That you see, like Hello Kitty, I love so much, but I don't know.
Strawberry shortcake.
All right.
Hands down.
If I could stay a night on like the pirate ship from Goonies.
Oh, that
would be awesome.
Cool. That'd be cool.
I don't know that's structurally sound.
Kevin, would Sarah's be to stay on the fancy face that Bo and Hope lived on Days of Our Lives?
As long as it's Robert Coker Kelly doing the Bo, she's all in.
You can see all that info. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Still to come, you're less than a half an hour away from calling in to be a part of Schmick Schmackdown and winning, if you tie or beat one of the show members, tickets to Celine Dion next week. And then right after that, our movie kid Patrick Foley will be in studio to review, coming out today, Zombieland 2.
We talked earlier on the show, and you can always check it out at Y98.com if you missed it on the podcast, about the most boring age. Is that what it was? 46?
Yeah, 45. Least fun age.
Least fun.
Yes.
I think you all should have nailed it since you're 44. I'm almost there. If you're thinking the least fun person on the show, you're thinking Jen.
Whatever age Jen is. It's just but let's talk about when your social life peaks, when you're having the most fun. What age do you think that is?
Oh, God. 22.
No, I think it's like, I think it's like 30s.
I think it's college age.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Or
college
maybe
age,
a little,
no
maybe
job
between
yet.
That? 27?
20. Yeah, I was going to say 27.
Yeah, but your social life. I'm going to say 30. For me, 33 was a really good age.
This survey says 29.
Oh.
Okay.
Because you can finally afford one.
Oh yeah.
Like you feel more
travel
in control,
around.
Like your finances are more in control, so your social, whatever. But college,
you're more carefree, for sure.
And just I had larger
social circles then too. And every night it was like, how am I going to have fun tonight?
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? As opposed to...
Yeah, and it was one of it was also the time where you could not stay home because you were like, what's everybody doing?
Exactly.
You right. were so worried. That fear of missing out was real.
And mm-hmm. your body was able to bounce back easier because...
It's like vacation body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you could stay out super late and then wake up the next morning or just sleep in and miss your class. And I've said to my friends, you know, because after getting sick and stuff, I stopped drinking. I was like, guys, I learned something really important. A hangover is like 75 to 80% lack of sleep.
No, but it's also
when I,
a lot
when,
of drink, too.
But when I stay up super late and don't drink anything, I still wake up feeling hungover.
But I would be able to, even in my early days in my 20s, of working these hours,
yeah.
I could still go out
yeah.
and roll oh, right yeah. in. Right. With nope. Now
you're invincible.
I'm oh, like, yeah. oh my God, the Fox Theater on a weeknight. Mm-hmm. It's the Fox Theater.
yeah. I know.
I mean, that's,
what I was thinking. Right. I was thinking, Dear Evan Hansen. It's like next oh. week, and it's just making me sick.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Yep.
Yeah, mm. But they say 29 also because that's a time that a lot of people are in a stable, long term relationship, and it. Like doubles your friend group.
Oh yeah, you do meet okay. new people.
Yeah,
I mean Kevin took a day off after Weird Al Yankovic.
That's right. Yeah. I was in my mid 30s, so I was older.
That was also the last concert he went to.
That was yeah.
How is that true?
How is that?
I'm going to revise my least fun person.
Hey, no, I was going to say something about that. He's going to see your band though, so that'll be his, at least he'll have a
yep.
another week
That's
concert.
Right. Oh, and God. I did see my friend Chris Stecker, the lead singer of Persons of Interest.
No, cover band does not count as your last concert. Well, maybe for you it does. All right, your forecast. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. We're feeling good because it's a Friday, but we're about to feel even better because it is time for the sweet spots. We like to bring you good news stories because sometimes your social media feed and TV and everything just filled with bad news or things that bring you down.
You know, we mentioned this earlier on the show. We're asking a lot of you recently wanting us to send stuff for our own content. But if you know somebody that did something cool,
yeah.
we would love to highlight our local good
yes.
news,
Absolutely.
Sweet spot
yeah.
people.
Yeah, I was going to say just a couple days ago, my husband is now on the board of the December 5th Fund. And we've talked about the December 5th Fund before. You can look them up online. But basically, they went to someone's house. She's a breast cancer survivor, and one of her children was also diagnosed with cancer. So they were just, sometimes when you're dealing with that, everything in your house kind of, you know, falls apart. You're just busy taking care of people, not taking care of maybe your home. So they did all this stuff. They like did landscaping, worked inside her house, cleaned up some things. And they said, there might be some things that we need to throw away. So my husband Ryan finds this lamp that wasn't working. So he went to go throw it away. And they're like, ooh, that might be like her grandmother's lamp. So I don't think you want to throw that away. You need to hold on to that. So he told me later on that night, if the next time you see some of these people and they refer to me as Brick, it's because... Brick Tamblyn from Anchorman.
Oh, lamp. I love lamp.
It's because he walked around with this lamp for like 20 minutes.
It sounds like he was stalling
right.
for things to do.
Well, you know, he's so indecisive.
You have to shuffle things around when you're feeling lazy, but you want to be there in spirit.
He walked around for I don't know how long trying to find someone who could give him a definitive answer. Does the lamp get thrown away or does it stay?
That's funny.
It ended up getting thrown away.
That's a really cool thing, though. Like yeah. taking those little things off of people's stress list.
Yeah. And her house just, you know, and it helped them. And while they do that, they send the family out to have like a fun experience
yeah.
so they can kind of forget cancer for a day. It's a really cool organization. But let's talk about Herbert Dixon. He lives in Florida. He likes to golf. and he just celebrated his 100th birthday last week. Happy birthday to Herbert. His golf club holds a tournament in his name to honor him for everything he's brought to the game.
How cool is that?
Wow. And they did it last
weekend. And he's still playing.
He's played for 86 years.
Wow.
Here's the crazy thing. He started golfing at 14, and he was amazing. A natural. But he couldn't try out for the PGA Tour because of segregation.
Oh, really?
He's black. And back in the day...
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't do it.
And what's interesting about that is because of a black man, now golf, their purses are
huge.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is a member of the National Black Golf Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
He has won over 50 tournaments in a league that was just for African Americans. And he was inducted into the National Black Golf Hall of Fame back in 1998. So his golf club holds this tournament in his name for everything he's done for the sport of golf, which is so amazing because people don't know his name.
Well, and also, think about it. You know, a lot of times we celebrate people like Herbert after they're gone.
Yes. Yes.
And have a tournament in his name.
Right.
He gets to be a part of the tournament.
Yes. But how about this? They hold this golf tournament last weekend to honor him. And on his 100th birthday week, just 2 days after he turned triple digits, he got a hole in one.
What?
Oh, here's the crazy thing. He's been playing since he's 14, so
yeah.
He's been playing for 86 years.
It was his first hole in one?
He's had 8 hole in ones over the course of his career, so he hits his hole in one and he's.
Herbert's like a double eagle's better.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Herbert, and I hope that this story goes viral and everyone learns his name because he truly has paved the way for golfers like Tiger Woods. So happy, happy 100th birthday to
my mind, on my mind. Gun kind of crazy. She's poison but tasty. And people say, run, don't walk away. She's sweet but a psycho. A little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, my mind.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
Time for some Schmig Schmackdown. You guys know the drill. A listener has 60 seconds to answer as many or more questions as a show member does in 30 seconds. And if you win, you're going to see Celine Dion next Saturday at the Enterprise Center. We've got Robin on the phone from Cottleville. Hey, Robin.
Show me love.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Robin. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. Hey, Robin, are you going to get engaged this weekend?
No.
our last Schmig Schmackdown contestant last week did after winning.
Yes. She thought she was...
Yeah, I didn't date anybody, so I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, so you're... Right. Hey, guys, Robin's single.
Yeah. And Robin, you never know.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have tickets, maybe, to Celine Dion if you tie or beat a show member, Robin.
I'm hoping. I want to see her.
All right, Robin. Courtney's got the questions this week. Who on the show did you choose to play against?
Kevin.
Ooh. Kevin.
Oh, that is a risky choice, Robin, because...
Kevin knows his stuff, but we're all pretty smart.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Robin, you just got to get through these. You have 60 seconds. Kevin has 30. Kevin, leave.
Good luck, old chum. That's what Batman would say to Robin.
All right, Robin.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Robin, the clock is going to start as soon as Courtney completes the first question. Good luck.
All right, Robin, let's get going. Robin, what singer has a tell-all book coming out where he talks about Michael Jackson, Princess Diana, and how he couldn't stand Tina Turner?
You can pass.
Lisa Marie Presley.
What team swept the Cardinals this week?
Atlanta Braves.
What friend star just finally joined Instagram?
Jennifer Aniston.
What is the name of Disney's new streaming service?
Disney Plus.
Lenny's daughter is the new Catwoman. What's her name?
Zoe Kravitz.
Rolling Stone named this Beastie Boys album the best debut album of all time. Go ahead and pass. You can pass.
Yeah.
Who is Miley Cyrus dating and even got matching tattoos with him?
Cody Simpson.
What gymnast doesn't feel bad about calling herself the greatest of all time?
Simone Biles.
Who did President Trump urge people to vote for on Dancing with the Stars?
Sean Spicer.
What?
1 minute is up, and man, good job.
All right.
So let's see here.
Let's bring Kevin back in.
Kevin's the technical person, so.
See how he does with these questions. Are you ready, Kevin?
I am prepared.
The clock's going to start as soon as Courtney finishes the first question.
30 seconds for you, Kevin. Okay. Kevin, what singer has a tell-all book coming out where he talks about Michael Jackson, Princess Diana, how he couldn't stand Tina Turner?
Elton John.
What team swept the Cardinals this week?
The Washington Nationals.
What Friends star just finally joined Instagram?
Jennifer Aniston.
What is the name of Disney's new streaming service?
Disney Plus.
Lenny's daughter is the new Catwoman. What's her name?
Zoe Kravitz.
Rolling Stone named this Beastie Boys album the best debut album of all time.
License to Ill.
Who is Miley Cyrus dating and even got matching tattoos with him?
Cody somebody.
Sorry, Kevin.
Cody Simpson.
You ran out of time, and here's the deal. Kevin got every single one right.
Yes, he did.
But Robin got six right as well.
Hey!
So you two tied,
which means
Robin's going to see Celine Dion at the Enterprise Center. Nice work, Robin.
Congratulations.
And I missed a few of those I should have got.
Oh. Yeah, you started off a little slow, but then you ramped it up at the end.
I love that you didn't know who the Cards lost to or the Beastie Boys' debut album, but you were right on there with Cody Simpson. I mean, she didn't even hesitate. Cody That's Simpson. Impressive. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I know a lot of useless trivia.
Take a listen.
That is how I know you. Go on.
You are going to be hearing that live in concert, yes! Robin.
I heard she doesn't sing that one in concert.
I'm just kidding. Listen, coming to Enterprise Center a week from tomorrow, Celine Dion, and congratulations, you just won the tickets.
Yes.
All right, hold on. We'll get all your information, and we'll play again next week. Schmig Schmackdown.
On 198.
Patrick Foley, the movie kid.
And there he is, right here in our studio, live and in person, Patrick Foley.
Hi,
Patrick, I'm great. We just had a little social time over the weekend, didn't we?
Yes.
At the chili cook-off.
Yes.
You were very chatty.
Yeah.
I miss your chili mustache.
And I don't.
I don't. Patrick told me that he is parlaying his shout-outs on the air for stuff. Is that true, Patrick? Tell you got to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, an example, please.
I had to give the shout-outs now?
No.
If you do this for me, I'll give you a shout-out on the radio. What have you?
Oh, yeah, I did it for one kid. He doesn't even know where to listen.
And why did you do it for him? For what? What did you get in return?
To win a game of Uno.
To win a game of Uno. Oh, there you go.
What? Huh.
Did you bring that up? Hey, if you let me win, I'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Mm. Have you gotten any other things of value?
No.
No?
No.
He also cut a deal with Warner Brothers Records on that Dan and Shay song. So it's
yeah, right. Coming to Y98 soon.
All right, let's get into it, Patrick. What did you go see this week?
Zombieland Double Tap.
Zombieland. Ooh. Now, you saw the first one.
Yes.
And did you love the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought this one was much better. I thought Woody Harrelson was amazing. I thought he was by far the highlight of it. He stole the show. Him and Jesse Eisenberg were really good together. Emma Stone was good. The new characters were funny. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of humor. There's a lot of funny scenes.
Yeah, because really in the first one, the characters are four.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah,
and then Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, right.
There's two post-credit scenes, so stick around if you like post-credit scenes.
Oh, okay. Post-credit. Okay. Did you know ahead to stay around for the post-credit scenes? Because a lot of times I don't know about this.
Unless it's like a Marvel movie, then you know it's going to be post-credit scenes, excluding Endgame.
Yeah. But did you know this ahead of time? That's why you stuck around?
Yeah, because my dad, he usually looks it up when we go see him. So he did that, and then we stuck around, and I was not disappointed by the first one.
Okay. Mm. And the new characters are good?
Yeah, the new character, one of them was really, really funny, but she was like the comedic relief for some scenes. But yeah, most of the humor was by far the best with Woody Harrelson. He had delivered some of the best humor.
Is he still is he still all obsessed with Twinkies? No.
No, things have changed. Yeah, because it's 7 years or roughly that since the first movie, correct?
Yeah, because like there is a Twinkie reference because in one of the vehicles you see a little Twinkie the Kid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's not a Twinkie mentioned.
Oh, okay. And what do you think personally, like in any other movie, what do you think about Jesse Eisenberg? Are you a fan or do you think he's one note?
I thought he was really good in Zombieland and this one. Probably the only other movie of his I seen is Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and he was severely miscast in that movie.
No. totally agree, Patrick.
Should have been
Bryan Cranston.
He should have been cast but as like the Riddler or something like that.
Okay, so who would you have preferred as the Lex Luthor, right?
Lex Luthor.
I felt like it's hard because there are a lot of actors who could play it.
Kevin said Bryan Cranston. What do you think about that choice?
Yeah, because he's a good actor. He's a really good actor.
He looks scary bald.
Yeah, I watched a Diagnosis Murder episode the other day, he was...
Cranston?
Yes.
Wow. Who isn't?
He had to be young.
Ewan McGregor could have probably played him really well.
Who's that? Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so for people who haven't seen Zombieland, it's not straight up scary. You said there's comedic relief.
Oh, no. I don't think it's scary.
More funny, scary.
Like, jump scares out of nowhere.
Don't you think it's more like Shaun of the Dead?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
I watched the first opening minutes and I turned it off.
You didn't like Shaun of the Dead?
No, the language got too bad.
Oh, you parented yourself.
Yeah. Wow. I do feel like if there's any scares, jump scares, because they come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like in theaters, how they had so loud and they come out of nowhere, like moaning and groaning.
Yeah.
That's like when you go, oh my.
Okay.
Like that's the only part, like jump scares.
And there's a lot of that in Zombieland.
Not really, just when they come out of nowhere like that.
But not a ton, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious how, like some of zombie deaths are hilarious. Like, I don't know if you revealed this. It was in one of the TV spots how some of them are...
Who says TV spots?
Trailers.
Either of them.
It was in the first trailer that there are more advanced.
Okay.
The zombies are? They've evolved?
Are they moving faster?
Are they smarter?
Some of them are. Some of them are hard to take down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they call one a homer, and they have, like, the donut and all. Like, there's ninja, and there's...
So a couple of them are hard to get zombies.
Yeah, but the one that they fear the most that actually makes some, you know, they call them the T-800s.
Okay.
Or like the Terminator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, so let's get to it, Patrick. Do you want to give your number of between 1 and 5 of what do we have today?
We have zombie growls.
Okay. Or would you like to do your shout outs first?
Just give them over probably the shout outs.
Okay. No, let's give you the review first and then do the shout outs. How many out of 5?
5.
5. All right.
That's scary. Okay. And one more question before you get to shout outs. In case of a real zombie apocalypse, who on the morning show would you grab to be on your team? You can only pick one.
You don't have to pick. You don't have to feel bad about this.
Tim.
Thanks, buddy. It's the right choice.
All right. Sorry. No shout outs for you today.
Thank you for your review. Next week we hope to see you. Patrick Foley, the movie king.
Had a vision, always had hopes, but forgot to have hopes for living. Didn't
Before we get to foodstuffs, Patrick Foley, our movie kid, left the studio, but he owes some people some shout-outs. So shout-outs to Giada. He has a friend in school named Giada.
Are you sure he's not talking to...
Giada De Laurentiis?
Yes.
He might be. He's that famous from this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Giada, Ben, and Sam. What up?
And then his mom said, you better say shout-out to your aunt, somebody. You're not going to get a good Christmas present.
That's a good point. He's got some time. It is 8:05 and time for Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convey. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Jen Myers will be there tonight. Salt and Smoke STL. Check out the barbecue and bourbon. Don't bother her. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Lots of good stuff up there, including all the fun we had with the Harlem Globetrotters yesterday.
Yeah.
So they're wonderful.
Their Instagram TV and the Instagram Live. Go check that stuff out. They were really great. So much to cover. How about this? First off, there is a bar in Tokyo that only lets people in if they're alone. It's called Hitori. So if you're on a date, if you're with some people, you cannot go there. It just lets people in by themselves.
Couldn't you just go in by yourself and then five minutes later your date goes in?
Yeah, but then you're like, what do you... I think the point is by yourself and then you're going to meet people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily even like a hookup place, but just a interesting... I don't know. Find someone to talk to. I don't know. It seems interesting.
That's not my thing. How are you guys on... Like, do you try to make friends on vacation?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm not either. I'm not that person. But there are people that they love that. That's their favorite part of vacation. Meeting people.
Like, where'd you guys meet? Oh, on vacation, we still keep in touch. Like, heck no.
Yeah. I have accidentally made friends just because I'm so friendly, but I've not done it on purpose. Also, National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're making a choice, go chocolate because today's the national day. It's a big deal. Pizza roulette is a thing that is going on. Here's what pizza roulette involves. I kind of like this. You order a pizza, and it's got one ghost pepper on it somewhere, but you don't know where.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Ooh.
That sounds like something I would have done, like, in high school or college.
Uh-huh.
Because did you always do this when you'd go to Steak and Shake? There would be a dare to eat the peppers.
Oh, yes. That's
on the table.
That's what you did at Steak and Shake. That was 50% of their business at one point. Just
and
people messing
and I don't
around
even
with
think
the peppers.
Those were even as not near the heat level.
And they don't have those on the table anymore, did they? Do they?
I don't know.
I haven't been inside a Steak and Shake in a long time. I mean, I usually do the drive through, but I don't know. But that was a big thing back in the day.
Yeah, the peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think this is kind of fun. It started because Domino's in Japan does that. You order one. It's a Halloween promotion they do where
it's
you just order that.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. But be prepared. I mean, have like a gallon of milk because those ghost peppers are no joke.
Well, I mean, people apparently like this kind of game because that Jelly Belly thing.
Oh, that's so
bad. Oh, the gross
Bean Boozled.
Yeah. It disgusts me.
Bean Boozled is not even fun. It makes you sick.
Unless you're the person watching the person eating a thing that tastes like a dirty diaper or whatever it is.
Oh.
Is that one of them?
No, that's not one of them. That is terrible.
Are you sure?
It's pretty close, whatever they are.
No,
like, there's one that's like...
grass clippings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's some gross ones.
There's some sort of toilet-related one. Like, whether it's illness or something.
Yeah, time to move on.
Yeah.
Natural Light is doing a Halloween costume contest and paying $10,000 for the best real-life nightmare costume.
They do a lot of these kind of things. Because I have a friend that was involved in some kind of Natty Light display contest thing.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's a whole lot of money. Here's what
I hang around only... the, you know, highbrow people, Jen.
Here's what they mean by real-life nightmare costume. The example they gave was a woman in prison garb holding a ball and chain with student loans written on it.
Oh, okay.
So her costume is, quote, shackled by student debt. Somebody else holding a graduation cap and holding a cardboard box that says, moving supplies, mom's basement. So his costume is moving back in with his parents.
Oh, okay.
My real-life nightmare is going to be holding cans of those Natty Light. What are they? The seltzer?
Yeah.
Hard seltzer?
Yeah, because they're 6% alcohol, and I have a friend that drank 3 of them at a party and was, like, almost face down. You don't realize how strong they are.
Okay.
They'll get you.
I don't think that'll make a great costume.
Sure?
But
I think I'm going to win it.
But I don't know. You know, I'm not voting, so try.
And finally, here on Foodstuffs, a new survey found 30% of people who cook hate their own cooking.
What?
Nick is a little more, because he made some chili the other night, and he was like, I just can't taste if it's good or not. You know, he kept trying it, and I went in there, I'm like, it's one of your best batches ever. And now he's come around. I think you taste it so much while you're making it, maybe.
Well, but that's one thing to be like, he can't get a beat on it, but another, people hate their own cooking. Yeah. Why do you cook then?
Well, because you need to eat. But I think everything tastes better when someone makes it for you, I feel like.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't agree. I think people know when they have a really good dish.
I think I'm more of a, I'm more forgiving of the things that I make. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, this, right. I nailed this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm always like, it was later in life that I learned to actually make a few things, and I'd always be like, wait till you try my whatever. And people are like, yeah, I mean, it's fine, but it's just two eggs. That's Foodstuffs. You can download the podcast, Y98.com, and follow us on Instagram, at Courtney and Cole.
Wiping. Let's start. I wonder what you would react to that with. Let's start with Andrew, 33, and a grad of Missouri S&T. Andrew says he's an aerodynamicist by trade. Ooh, I like
science
it.
And technology.
I know.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Okay.
I've just never heard of Missouri S&T.
Rolla. Yeah,
okay.
They changed it.
They did?
Uh-huh.
What did it used to be?
Rolla.
UMR. UMR.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amateur enthusiast in race cars, dinosaurs, and most things sciency. Always on the lookout for new craft beer and barbecue joints. That's Andrew, 33.
I mean, there's a female out there that would, I mean,
for
you know,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strong praise.
He's not really in, except for barbecue. That's it.
Not a lot of overlap with you guys.
No.
Craft beer? No? Is just no. Mick Ultra?
Oh,
no.
Should mention the St. Patrick's Day celebration they do there. That's a big thing.
Is it still a big thing?
Well,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. But I can't believe they changed their name.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, there's somebody. How old is he again?
33.
All right.
I think solid choice for
there
somebody.
There you go, ladies.
So, right.
How about Roberto, 37, and a software engineer?
I don't know. I like a Roberto.
You don't?
I do.
Does. Okay. Well, he's born in northern Italy.
Oh, yeah.
He moved to St. Louis for work.
Totes.
Engineer and MBA.
Uh-huh.
He's lived in three countries, speaks three languages. For fun.
You're jealous, aren't you, Tim?
Oh. I speak four.
For fun. Five of them are made up.
Yeah. One's Game of Thrones speak.
The Dothraki.
For fun, Roberto autocrosses and plays pool. He owns a ping pong table and can use a partner for tennis, hiking, or trail bike rides when it gets warmer. Anything else, please ask over coffee or cocktails. Roberto, 37.
Wow. Tim's a big
I would murder this guy in ping pong. We all agree with that, right?
I don't know. You're going to have to swipe right to find out.
Nah.
What did he say he's into in the beginning?
Autocross? What's autocross?
Oh, no, that was Andrew. This is Roberto. Autocross plays pool, owns a ping pong table, likes to play tennis, hike, and trail bike ride.
This guy seems too good to be true.
Yeah. How is he not already?
He's
4'9". Stop.
All right, next up is Brad, a graduate of the Ohio State University, and
Left. No, I'm kidding.
That was Jen Myers, boss.
Right. Yeah. No doubt.
I love Ohio State.
When you say the Ohio State, that just Ohio State's fine. The Ohio State.
It's more than fine, boss. It's great.
Yes, we are big fans of the Ohio State University.
Number three.
Brad is from one of my favorite places in the world. He's from New Orleans. He says he can outdrink and smoke anyone, just living life and seeing what this app is all about. Brad
Courtney,
is 24.
I think you need to challenge him.
I don't think that's...
Just like Tim's going to challenge him ping pong with Roberto.
Listen, I don't like myself. Do you think I... would want like a similar person to me.
You know, I spell a spinoff of this segment where we just find people that we want to take on in life challenges.
Exactly.
Hey, you think you're good at that? I'm taking you on, buddy.
It's company called, challenge.
It's called You Think You Better Than Me?
That's right. That's going to be, what day do we need a feature? Tuesday.
Yeah. And we have misconnections on this. We've got a feature every day now,
yeah,
Lance.
That's right, yeah.
All right, how about Mike? Mike is 35 and a CAD designer, and he provides a bullet point list.
Ooh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Please.
Here we go. Mike says he's like a teddy bear, except he's named Mike instead of Teddy. He's good at making pointless lists, great beard, sexy tattoos. He thinks he's funny, dad bod, dad jokes, makes a great quesadilla, great at cuddling, been on TV, loves dogs, tolerates cats, not your ex-boyfriend, and free dinner is on him. Mike, 35.
I think he's boring.
Courtney, yeah. He's been on TV.
I mean, for he's a bullet, for and bullet you know the, points.
He's been on TV, which probably means he has an Emmy.
Oh, yeah. Now Lance's got
the challenge.
Who don't?
He's like, oh, yeah, guess how many voiceovers. Have you been down to New Orleans to the museum?
That's right. All I'm saying is that the Midwest Emmys, there were 393 entries. Who don't have an Emmy?
Well, that should be our goal for next year.
Right.
It's the one thing where it's not an honor to be nominated.
Correct, Tim. I agree.
You don't win.
So what do we think about Mike?
I think we
thought he was dull.
Yeah.
He said he's funny, and I didn't hear a joke in there.
That's true.
I know. We're so critical, though. If he did have a joke, it'd be like, lame joke.
Yeah.
I know.
Brad.
If he got an Emmy, it's not earned. Let's finish with Oz. Oz is 42 and a PR specialist.
OZ?
OZ.
All right, Oz.
He moved to St. Louis recently. Born in California, misses the sun and surf. He is fun, young in heart and body, and open and available. 5'5", 140 pounds, athletic and toned, high energy, traveler, bourbon, foodie, never married, no kids, no baggage, UCLA grad. By the way, I have, says Oz, I have awesome hygiene. You must, too.
I think we need to get him and Roberto together. I think they make a fabulous couple.
Ooh, 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 been looking for you.
That could get us an Emmy.
Looking for love in the loop.
Entertainment Schmig up next, where talk show hosts dish on their work.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. To celebrate our 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois, join for 25 cents. Okay, talk shows talk about their worst guests ever. Oh, I love the dirt. And there are some good ones. Let's go with Jay Leno. He was asked by Craig Ferguson, did you ever glass over when you're talking to somebody like, oh my God, get me out of this interview. Just let it be over. And he said, yep. Classic example when he had a reality star on. The original Bachelorette, Trista.
From St. Louis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was talking to her and I'm looking at the side of her head. Couldn't be less interested. I've never seen this stupid reality show. I didn't know what it was. And then after the show, this woman approached him in the parking lot and asked for a picture. And he goes, sure, what's your name? And she said, Trista.
He didn't realize he just interviewed her.
That's
wow.
Great.
She hears the interview or gets wind of it. And she says, after 10 years, ironic that I'm the topic of conversation. Thanks for the shout out, Jay Leno. Next time, please mention my book. Andy Cohen said that Amber Rose, Kanye West's old girlfriend before Kim Kardashian, was not playing and he didn't like it. He said
she's really not very famous.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to answer any of his shady questions. She didn't want to contribute to gossip. And he was kind of like, you have to know that if you come on my show, you have to come to play. You have to answer some questions.
Or don't go on his show.
Yeah, right. Know what it's about before you show up on his show. And a year later, he doubled down and said she was the worst. But an audience member asked, because I have a feeling this was during his AC 360 tour with Anderson Cooper, an audience member said, what about Deborah Winger? We played the audio from that uncomfortable one.
She was like angry with him during it.
He said, oh my God, it was so bad. I almost can't talk about it. But the crazy thing he said is,
because he probably loved her.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And during the commercial break, she was great. She said, like, you're like my little Jewish brother. I feel connected to you. But then as soon as the camera came on, she was not happy.
Well, the bummer of it is, when I saw it, it bummed me out. Because I love Deborah Winger so much. Yeah. And it was a bad look for her.
Oh, yeah.
To me, sometimes those people shouldn't go on those shows.
Oh. Right. Right. You have to have an agent that's smart enough to
know. Hello, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I know. The Celebrity Apprentice hurt a couple people. Yeah. And helped a couple people, too. And then Jon Stewart.
That's my favorite one.
Jon Stewart talking to Stephen Colbert. And he said Hugh Grant was his least favorite guest, adding, and we've had dictators on the show. He was a big pain in the butt. He was promoting his film, Did You Hear About the Morgans? And when they played a clip, it's like, let's show a clip from the film. He said, what is that clip? It's a terrible clip. And then Jon Stewart said, well, then make a better bleeping movie.
Pretty good.
It's all good.
Yeah. What's great is Office Ladies, the new podcast from St. Louis's own Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, who plays Angela on the show. They're best friends in real life. I finally got through the debut episode, and around 9:05, we're going to go over some office fun facts that you may not have learned. I'm excited to share them with you. And you can download that right where you download your Entertainment Schmig podcast. Watch that first. Listen to it first. Disney Plus, Courtney talked about how they're doing something where you can win $1,000 if you watch 30 shows in 30 days. They have the list of Disney shows, which you can see at Y98.com. But you have to kind of sell yourself and say why you're the biggest Disney fan and why you should be doing this. And then you get a whole bunch of Disney merch, too, to watch all your movies. There's a story that when Disney Plus comes out, they're going to crack down on people sharing passwords, and Netflix is kind of debating it. They're trying to find customer-friendly ways of preventing everyone sharing their passwords. I think as you get more and more streaming services, they're going to crack down more and more, because some people might have to choose between a Disney Plus or a Netflix. But if you can break up these sharing rings, you can maybe increase the people who watch.
And another bummer about some of these streaming services, like I have Hulu, and now my DVD player is not compatible with Hulu anymore.
Your DVR player?
No, I have
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I have a Roku stick, and that's not compatible. It's like, what do I have to? So
really?
I can't watch it anywhere.
Yeah, and the other bummer is, and I'm doing
it's
this
weird.
As a service for my daughter Kennedy. Certain shows leave. And then they let you know you only have like a couple days left. Blue Bloods is leaving November the 2nd.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, because it's probably going to a new streaming service that the company that runs, you know, whoever is behind,
like,
Blue Bloods.
It's just, I'm like, I have no idea how I can watch it now. And I'm not an iPad watcher.
Yeah,
that
sounds
terrible. I don't like it.
Smart TVs are not that expensive, though.
I know. I just got a TV, though, not too long ago. It's just a dumb one.
Nominated for 12 Tonys. I mean, granted, it only won one, but if you haven't seen SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical, it's coming to Nickelodeon in December with much of the original Broadway cast intact and a bunch of original songs from, like, Steven Tyler and Sarah Bareilles and the Flaming Lips and Panic at the Disco.
What?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
I know. And Kevin, do we have the best whistling songs of all time online?
Do we? Hang on. I have a montage.
You can go to Y98.com.
Yeah, this is another hard-hitting story by Rolling Stone.
It's got to be. Can I guess a few?
Okay. Patience.
Oh, yeah. Dock of the Bay.
Patience is number one.
Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Don't Worry, Be Happy is number two, or three. And Scorpions, Winds of Change is number two. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
I love this song.
I was surprised Peter Bjorn and John was not higher, because they whistle for a long time.
What's this?
Isn't there a big whistling song in Kill Bill?
Ooh, yeah.
That's an Egyptian. That should be in the top 10. All right, that's, we've run out of time.
No Dock of the Bay?
It's number six. There you are. And Peter Bjorn and John Young Folks is number 7.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I know.
Did Ludo's Broken Bride Part 2 make it?
No. Why don't you whistle that for us while Lance gives us traffic? We'll turn off the mics.
I tried. No, I can't. I'm a terrible whistler.
You have to do inward whistling.
You can hear other noises I make. We don't need to get into it. Now, Lance, how the...
All at once, it's Whitney Houston on Y98's Soft Rocktober. All at Once, co-written by a dude named Michael Masser. Check out his resume. He also co-wrote Saving All My Love for You, Greatest Love of All, Didn't We Almost Have It All, Touch Me in the Morning, Do You Know Where You're Going To, Love Theme from Mahogany, Diana Ross, It's My Turn, Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You, Glenn Medeiros, Tonight I Celebrate My Love.
Oh, and my gosh.
If Ever You're In My Arms Again, two Peebo Bryson songs, all co-written by the guy who wrote that one.
Nobody knows his name.
Michael Masser.
No one knows his name, but he rich.
This guy needs a museum.
Or at least
a Pandora station.
Whitney Houston's debut album, I Wore That Thing Out.
Song brings tears to my eyes.
Courtney had her lighter out.
I know. Check it out
on Instagram.
So great. Okay. Oh, yeah. Celebrity birthdays. Yeah,
I know. You're dazed by the beauty of Whitney. Yep.
I know. Did I tell you that her, what was it? How will I know? That video where she's got the...
Wait, can't you just say, how will I know?
I was trying to remember what the song was.
If you really love me.
She's got this like silver headband on with a bow.
Yeah.
Tried to replicate it with aluminum foil when I was a kid.
Well, of course you did.
It was pretty... God, thank God. Thank God we didn't have social media and iPhones back then.
Much just got explained in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. St. Louis' own Chuck Berry was born on this day. But let's ask you.
He'd have been 93?
Wasn't that old, was he?
I can't do math this morning. Zac Efron, how old is he?
Hey. 35?
33. Been around a while.
32. He's 32. Yeah. He is 32. Man. How about Chuck Lorre, creator of Two and a Half Men, producer on The Big Bang Theory, also behind Mike and Molly and the Anna Faris show Mom?
That's a weird one. Yeah. I don't know.
Just based on appearances is my only point of reference with him. I'm going to say he's 59.
55.
63. 61.
67.
Oh, wow.
Shock. Okay.
Yeah. And how old...
I got one more after this one.
Uh-oh.
How old is Olympian Lindsey Vonn?
Oh.
She's retired from speed... What?
33.
What'd she do? Downhill?
Snowy stuff.
35?
Skiing?
I'll say 34.
She's 35, Kevin. You got it.
Nice work.
Okay, and you have one too?
That's right. You know her from her work running the joint. She's the market manager here at Entercom St. Louis. Becky Damian celebrating a birthday today.
Do you really want to guess
day over 24, if you ask me.
Is this a good idea?
No, I'm not guessing.
We're not guessing.
Happy birthday to Becky.
Happy birthday.
I think she's about... She looks 28.
Yep.
That's I think she looks 27.
And
could be 26, especially on the eve of the weekend.
Somebody's birthday is on Monday, and they're taking the day off, which is really disappointing because we had a surprise plan for her. But happy early birthday to Courtney Landrum.
Yeah.
She will not be here.
That means Soft October could be just about anything.
I know. You guys do something I hate. Uh-huh.
I have a feeling Tim's going to play guilty again.
Guilty? Well, you know... He could play What Kind of Fool from the same album.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. If we're going to something, Courtney
Jen,
really doesn't want
to have to stand up a little bit.
I know. Okay. I'm going to bring the hammer down with good one. We had a listener who reached out to us and thanked us for the Soft Rocktober playlist because she was having a rough day. So I think I'm going to let her pick the song next Monday since it meant so much to her.
There you go. Good idea.
Yeah, I put it out now. Now you can't. You can't go veto me. All right, Lance Hildebrand.
By the way, if she picks Chevy Van by Sammy Johns from 1973, huge thumbs up for that one.
I don't even know what any of those words were.
Oh, man. You got to YouTube that one. Chevy Van, Sammy Johns.
Ooh. No, no thanks.
Sounds like a new Katy Perry song.
Yeah, right. Harley's in Hawaii and Chevy Vans.
See, we're hit makers. I'm telling you, if we put our minds to it, we can get an Emmy. I'm just saying it, putting it out there, because who doesn't have one? All right, Westbound 27.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and you are just a little over 10 minutes away from your first code word in the Cashman contest. Chance for you to win $1,000 eight times a day. Just listen for Cashman, give you the code word, then you text that to 72881. You have until the end of the hour to do so.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
All right, we're switching it up a little. So this is normally hosted by Tim Convy.
You got to thank the announcer.
I did off the air.
He has kind of a fragile ego.
Thanks, Tim Convy.
Man. So I watch... I listen to Office Ladies. It's the new Office podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer and her real-life BFF, Angela Kinsey, who played Angela on The Office. Jenna, of course, played Pam. And they're going to go episode by episode. So they really have not seen the show since it first aired. And Jenna didn't even watch some of the episodes, it sounds like, they filmed them.
She made quite a transformation as Pam.
Yeah.
When you watch the very first season until... the last season?
Yeah. And she said that when she went into the audition process, she kind of came up with Pam's hairstyle and her dress, like the half up, half down. She let her curly hair kind of air dry. So she came up with that while she was auditioning. And when she first auditioned, they had the four main characters, Michael Scott, Dwight, Jim, and Pam. And they had four of each of them. And they went into rooms and did different combinations. So,
all right, look, can we get to the game?
Let's do it. Just giving you a couple extra as she likes to call them, fast facts. The critically acclaimed British version of The Office, on which the U.S. office is based, ran for 5 seasons, Bonafide or Bogus?
I think it was less.
I think it was less as well.
Bogus.
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 Critically acclaimed.
But like one or two. Like,
yeah.
But it's bogus.
Bogus!
Because actually, people were all up in arms when we were going to do a U.S. version because they thought they were going to screw it up. The British version was 2 seasons long, 6 episodes in each season, and then they did a Christmas episode.
That's crazy.
That's it?
It was 13 episodes, yeah. Which is crazy. And the U.S. office went on for 200 episodes. The office... was filmed in an actual office building. Bonafide or bogus?
Bonafide.
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 Bonafide!
Culver City, second floor. And because it wasn't a sound studio, they couldn't move walls. But Ken Kwapis, the director from Belleville, Illinois, wanted the set to feel like an office. Because of that, too, when they would get their hair and makeup done every day, and from 7:30 to 8, they would walk around and do office work. Because he wanted them to get into
that's
the
interesting.
Field.
Oh,
that's
and also on set, it was Ken and like two people filming because he wanted it to feel like a documentary too. So all the rest of the crew had to leave the set when they were filming the pilot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Bonafide or bogus? Jenna Fischer did improv with 2 of the stars on The Office before they started in the show.
I'll say bonafide.
Bogus.
It's bogus.
Bogus.
Angela Kinsey did. She was in an improv group called Bitch Planet with Kate Flannery,
oh, that's right.
Meredith, and She did a show, a sketch show called Hot Towel with Oscar Nunez, who went on to play Oscar. And she said this was before the days of cell phones. So when she showed up on set to the pilot that day, none of them had any clue they were all in the cast together.
Oh, wow.
And she and Oscar were in the accounting department and sat next to each other. So as soon as she sat down, she's like, oh, this is good. I feel like I'm going to be okay. Two extras in the pilot, speaking of the accounting department, were actually from the accounting department. Bonafide or bogus?
Bonafide.
Yes. Bonafide! They needed extra people when Michael calls a meeting in the conference room, so they asked two of the show's real accountants if they would sit in there. So two women, if you see people you didn't recognize, those are people that they kind of pulled in. Bonafide or bogus? When Jenna Fisher first met Rainn Wilson, he was in character the whole time.
I can see that.
It's bonafide.
Bonafide.
Bonafide. Bonafide! Yeah, she couldn't tell if it was his real personality or not. And he already had the Dwight haircut, which he based on one of his school pictures from middle school where it was like parted down the middle.
Who came up with the beep farm? I'm curious about.
Oh, man.
Well, they said so when Angela first met him, one day he brought his wife to the set and she was pregnant. And he said, this is Holly, bearer of my seed. And that's Rainn Wilson's personality. So they said that a lot of them like injected their personalities into it. Finally, Steve Carell was a casting associate for The Office before being hired as a cast member.
Bogus.
Phyllis was.
Right. She read with everyone during their auditions. So they loved her so much, Ken Kwapis decided to cast her. And by the way, they also were asked to bring in personal items to put on their desks. And she has a picture of her on her desk as a burlesque dancer from back in the day.
Not a big red cheerleader?
Not a big red cheerleader, a burlesque dancer. So there you have it. The bonafide and bogus that everyone, I guess, already knew from The Office.
Bonafide or bogus?
Mornings with Courtney and Company on Y98 is brought to you by Midwest Clearance Center, the furniture and mattress store your friends told you about.
Storm Area
315.
Rap, 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 wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up.
As we wrap up the show for today and for the week, Kev, what's the Cashman code word if people missed it?
Salt. S-A-L-T.
All right,
when
take
he
it
said
in
that,
here.
I didn't know what it was.
S.
Salt.
All I heard was something, some noise, and alt.
I think a lot of dogs heard it, too.
Right. Text salt, S-A-L-T, to 72881 by the end of the hour.
All right, a couple things to wrap up our week, and they're all kind of science-y sort of things. This is for Jen. A study found that relaxation techniques like meditation and yoga can actually make people with anxiety feel more stressed.
What?
I think if you're an anxious person, meditation, if your brain just doesn't stop, maybe it's hard and you're like, why can't I get into this?
Yeah, but why would it make it worse?
The meditation app that I have, I use Headspace on my phone and we listen to it before bed. My daughter listens to it too. He tells you, like, don't worry. There's no wrong way to do this. Because he talks about, it's going to sound really weird. You have to envision at one point sunlight coming through your head and starting at your toes and filling up like liquid sunlight.
Oh, that stresses me way out.
Yeah, because I get in my own head like, oh, wait, I didn't do this right. I got to start over
and
again.
And yoga stresses me out because I'm worried about the farts. I mean, you are really all
yoga,
over.
Yoga, you got yoga that. Thoughts. Meditation, I got to worry about sunlight shooting out of my toes. I get it now.
Yes. It's a lot. By the way, I did do yoga earlier this week, and because it moves some stuff around.
Oh,
it helps
man,
with your
I don't
digestion.
Like it.
But then I was in the shower and
one
might have ripped and I was like,
oh my God.
One you know how you like ripped. Try and
how about that sentence?
Wrap it up.
No. Okay, we're moving on. We have another topic.
Okay. Oh,
this is pretty interesting.
How uncomfortable are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
24.
A new study at Oregon State. We've talked a lot about the blue light from your TV and your phone,
yes,
which is why a lot of people don't have their phone next to them on their nightstand or don't have a TV in their
right,
room.
Right.
Well, it doesn't just keep us up at night. It says it may also make us age faster.
What?
There's going to be some Black Mirror about the blue light.
Yeah.
But that's creepy, right?
Yeah, but how? Why?
Is it kind of like UV rays? Like if you go to a tanning bed, that's going to make you age faster.
There you go.
Is it the same?
I don't know.
Okay.
These are just wrap-ups. Look up more if you want to find out more. It's much like Things You Didn't Know. And
stop
finally,
you watch it on Things You Didn't Know.
This,
okay, that's a high-quality segment.
This is fascinating to me.
And how another, insulted are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
22.
Less. Okay, there's a zoo in France where the lady... No, I'm just kidding. that has a crazy blob-like creature on display that is... not a plant, animal, or fungus.
What?
Its name, its Latin name, Tim, literally...
That's weird. That's my name in English.
Literally translates as the many-headed slime.
Okay.
Its species has been around for billions of years, and it lives on forest floors, has 720 different sexes, is almost impossible to kill, and loves to eat oatmeal.
Loves to eat oatmeal? Well,
who doesn't love oatmeal?
That is...
What are you talking about?
Have you seen that one fish that's like a blobfish? That's what I'm picturing.
I don't... Google it. Don't ask me. It sounds crazy, though,
don't
right?
Ask me.
It's on display, though.
What is it called?
They don't give me the Latin name.
I don't even know what to Google.
Blob-like creature, France Zoo.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's it. I'm glad I left you with the cliffhanger.
Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. The Blues are back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.